Now, dear listeners, something slightly more delicious, a rumination on milestones. You turn 21, you buy champagne, or maybe a 12-pack of Corona. You turn 40, you're a man, you buy a Porsche, or you want to. Well, tomorrow, the Porsche 911 turns 40, the driver's car of cool. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates found out from some experts why it's still so popular.
That's the sound of the cure for a lot of men's midlife crises. The Porsche 911 is the car that shows up in movies and wrapped around movie stars. Steve McQueen drove one in the cult racing movie Le Mans. Jerry Seinfeld has a whole collection of them. And Y chromosome types, from little boys to little old men, just love this sound. But why? As someone who hasn't spent my adolescence and early adulthood lusting after one, I had to find out. I tried calling a couple of Porsche dealerships in and around L.A. I figured if anybody could explain, folks who sold them for a living should know. No response. One even hung up on me. What'd I have to do, give them a secret password or something? So I decided to find some experts who would talk to me. I found Pete Stout, editor-in-chief of the Porsche magazine Excellence, and he said there's an enduring reason the 911 is so popular.
It's the car that people most closely associate with Porsche. And the car, for some reason, has defied all logic and become an icon.
There is an undeniable mystique to these little bullet-shaped autos. Pete Trout's colleague, Bruce Anderson, the magazine's technical editor, gave me a technical explanation.
They handle great and go fast.
Real fast. Both Pete and Bruce tell me that the 911 can go from 177 miles per hour to 198 miles per hour, depending on the model. But the average speed limit in the United States is a searing 65 miles per hour, and that's on the freeway. So, you can't drive them as fast as they were designed to go, you can't fit your three kids in the back unless one wants to strap himself onto the luggage rack, and they cost about three times as much as your soccer mom minivan. So, somebody tell me again, why do people shell out for these things? Bruce Anderson tries one more time.
They're designed by and built by people who love cars, so they fool around with them until they make them work right before they build them. And they have better ergonomics than most other cars have. They just have the right feel.
Oh, it's design excellence and road feel. That perennial lust for a Porsche has nothing to do with the ability to attract tall, skinny, unnaturally endowed women who look like refugees from a Robert Palmer music video. It's definitely the design. Yep, that and the easy handling. Excellence Magazine's Pete Stout.
Through the decades, Porsche consistently refined the 911's handling, and today's car is very easy to drive, certainly no more difficult to drive than your average station wagon.
Which would explain why so many Porsches show up at PTA bake sales and Cub Scout meetings now, wouldn't it? And in all seriousness, there are a number of women who are now driving the 911 and other Porsches because, Bruce Anderson says, they've evolved enough that women will now be bothered with them.
They have a growing female following. There are more and more women buying them. You know, and I think part of that is because they, as time goes on, each new model gets a little more civilized.
The bottom line is the 911 doesn't have a midlife crisis to worry about, even though it is turning 40, because it's still perceived as a hottie. Excellence Magazine's Pete Stout.
The car's performance through time, along with the pleasure of driving it, has been what's kept it so popular. Porsche is not scared of the future of the 911. I think they've recognized that this is the one car that they must always produce.
Well, at least there's something in this town men still want at age 40. That's a start. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates in youth-obsessed Los Angeles.